Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And then I must be Wayne. I'm the guy in the Hawaii shirt.
And the plaid pajama pants.
Well, yeah. But they're the colors match.
They're in the same color family.
That's a yes.
Maybe. Anyway, this is episode 60.
And I'm comfortable.
For episode 60.
Well, yeah. I'm comfortable in my Hawaiian shirt and pants. Yes, I'm comfortable.
Okay. Y'all can be glad we're not on YouTube yet. Okay. Anyway.
I figure when it gets to that point, it'll be just like working from home, where you only have to be seen from the top up.
Oh, this is true.
So.
This is true.
As long as I don't stand up in the middle and walk around, we'll be okay.
We'll be okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to talk about, I found an article written by Guy Winch, PhD. It was posted in Psychology Today on February 20th, 2013, and it talks about how to survive 50 common marital pet peeves.
Ooh, pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
Wow.
So we do have a scripture. So the scripture we're going to use today is Proverbs 15:1. This is out of the ESV, which says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
That's a good one.
Thought that would be appropriate for this. Guy starts out talking about relationships are a fertile breeding ground for pet peeves to develop. When we learn to tolerate some of our partner's annoying habits, others can become even more irritating over time. Once pet peeves begin to accumulate, they can be highly damaging to a couple's emotional bond. In some cases, pet peeves can make one member of the couple feel emotionally allergic to the other. That's interesting.
Oh, emotionally allergic.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting concept.
Yes. Hastening the demise of the entire relationship. Mm. So, 50 Shades of Pet Peeves, how I came up with the list. And he says he spent a month listing the pet peeves his patients mentioned most often, hoping to end up with a list of 25. But he reached 50 before the end of week 3, although some people did contribute several examples. The list is comprehensive, but it should not be considered, but it should be considered anecdotal. Anecdotal? Anecdotal.
Anecdotal. That means it's not based on any kind of scientific research. It's just based on information that he collected from people.
Yeah, what she said.
So it hasn't been analyzed.
Right.
For any scientific statistical significance.
Okay. So it's a list, but not a scientific list.
It's a list, but...
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's very interesting. And then following the list, he presents 10 tips for surviving and discussing pet peeves with your partner.
Mm.
So anyway, so we're not going to read all these because it's an interesting list. And I don't think they're in any particular order, but he starts talking about the toilet seat not ready for the landing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Meaning it's up.
It's up.
I noticed that's number one.
I see that's number one, yes.
I would think that could...
That probably ranks pretty high.
Ranks pretty high. I could see that why that's number one on the list.
Yep. And then on some peeves. And then on some of these, he does list extra annoying.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like on this one, leaving golden droplets on the floor as well.
Or the wall. Other things in the bathroom, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, driven to distraction by electronic devices, which that's stuff we've talked a lot about. Yeah, and then that being extra annoying would be being so absorbed as not to answer when spoken to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Number three, disguising empty cartons as full by returning them to the fridge.
That's great.
And then extra annoying, you had to ask them to get some and they forgot. Clothing abandonment, mostly all over the bedroom floor, and extra annoying, leaving them in a passageway or on the stairs. I'd never heard of waterboarding towels. Waterboarding towels by leaving them wet on the floor, and then extra annoying, running out of clean towels and using yours.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Using the other person's towel. Wow.
Yep. Whistling up a headache for the other person. And extra annoying is whistling a song they know you hate.
Does that sound vaguely familiar?
Well, you don't do it that much. Considering I'm the whistler.
You are the whistler. Oh, my word. One time he kept whistling.
Don't say the song.
This Looney Tunes song. And I could not get it out of my head. It was awful.
Want me to name the song?
No. No, I don't. I don't want you to name the song.
Yep, I know exactly what song it is.
And now it's in my head.
Yep, it's from a 1950s Bugs Bunny cartoon. Yep.
Anyway. What's next on the list?
Joke reruns by repeating the same few jokes over and over again. And extra annoying, looking at you expecting you to laugh. Okay, moving on. Toilet roll sabotage by not replacing it when it's empty. Extra annoying when the spare roll is in a different room.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, here we go. Refusing to ask for directions or use the GPS. And extra annoying, you're already lost or late. Rude awakening by making noise while you're still sleeping. And then extra annoying, they hate being woken up themselves. Midnight sofa squatting by falling asleep on the couch and refusing to go to bed. And then extra annoying, getting really annoyed if you try to wake them up. Key relocation program by not returning shared keys to their correct place. And extra annoying would be blaming you for losing them.
Especially when they're in your pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've been there, done that.
Chewing like a farm animal and other bad table manners.
Reminds me of our daughter telling me that I chew my gum too loudly to suit her.
Well, you keep telling me how loud I chew as well.
Those pretzels.
The pretzels.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Toothpaste tube vandalism by squeezing from the middle, not the end. Extra annoying, leaving toothpaste droppings in and out of the sink. Ooh, violating movie behavior codes by talking while you're trying to watch. And extra annoying, starting a loud phone conversation when you're trying to watch TV or a movie.
Wow, you can tell. I mean, was it 2011? This was
really, yeah.
Even then, this is very interesting. One that hit the list is expecting ashtrays to empty themselves. I guess I don't think about people smoking, but there are a lot of people who still smoke and in their house, yep, apparently. And extra annoying, shoving wet garbage in the ashtray so that the entire room smells.
Yeah, you don't think about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Food pirating by plundering food and desserts off your plate. And extra annoying, insisting they don't want any for themselves while the plunder continues. Dirty dozen beside bedside glass collection. Extra annoying, getting annoyed at you when they can't find a clean glass.
Mm-hmm. Where there's one blatant task neglect by forgetting basic duties they agreed or volunteered to do. And extra annoying, getting mad at you for inquiring or reminding them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mutter of fact. Mutter of fact by muttering endlessly. Extra annoying, getting irritated when you think they're talking to you.
Oh, there was a while that my dad was doing that all the time, and my mother called him Mumbles.
Mumble. Oh, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, Mumbles. Yep. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Dishwasher malpractice, loading improperly so it fits only two plates in a bowl, extra annoying. They're champions at Tetris.
Oh my gosh, this shows how old this is, Tetris. There's probably some people listening that don't even know what Tetris is.
Don't know what Tetris is. Unauthorized toothbrush or razor borrowing, extra annoying, getting offended if you cut yourself or on used blade in protest. Oh, here we go. Climate change by manipulating thermostats or windows without previous negotiation. Extra annoying, doing it by stealth in the middle of the night. So, like, that's doing it sneaky,
mm-hmm,
being sneaky about it.
Yep. Oh, this is what I do to you. I do number 35 to you.
You have been known to, yes. Yes.
Snooze alarm torture by repeatedly hitting the snooze button when you're still sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I did that when I was growing up, my first alarm clock. But then I realized that to stop that habit, I put the alarm clock on my dresser that I couldn't reach from my bed.
Well, it says extra annoying, getting annoyed at you for waking them up to complain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Facebook oversharing. I think that's something we've talked about, too. By putting private pictures up without your consent. Extra annoying. They look great in the picture. you look horrible.
Oh, gosh.
Wardrobe malfunctions such as packing the whole closet for an overnight trip. Extra annoying. Starting the trip in a foul mood because of the extra baggage fees.
Mm-hmm.
Hypochondriacs are us. By turning into a baby at the first sign of a cold or cough, extra annoying, expecting to be pampered while they look up symptoms of rare cancers.
Jeez. Some of these are very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Glitter bombing sink with facial hair bristles after shaving. Extra annoying, doing it right after the bathroom was cleaned.
Gosh, do you know anybody who does that?
Maybe. Maybe. Ooh, newspaper stalactites, tall piles of old issues they haven't read yet and never will. Extra annoying, claiming they still plan to read an article from the 90s.
Oh, pillow fluffing mania by constantly fluffing sofa or bedroom pillows. Extra annoying, doing it when you get up to take a quick bathroom break. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh, I'm guilty of 50.
Yes, you are.
Use tissues left around the house. Not intentionally. I tend to stick them in my sleeves and then I drop them.
You stick them in your sleeves and then they fall out.
Extra annoying, you didn't realize they were still wet.
Mm-hmm. But I can always find you. Mm-hmm. If I can't find you, I can track you.
Follow the trail of tissues.
Follow the trail of the tissues.
Mm-hmm. It's like leaving breadcrumbs behind. I leave used tissues.
Well, they're white usually, so they're hard. They're easy to see. Yep. So we didn't hit all 50, but we hit quite a few of them. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting list.
And we'll post the links to the articles we're referring to today in the description of the podcast, mm-hmm. so you can check out all of 50 things on the list of pet peeves.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the 50, and we'll start talking about this here, he talks about how to discuss relationship pet peeves. Mm-hmm. That's at the bottom of the article, so that's not a different link. That is the same thing. So what do we do, Cindy? How do we discuss relationship pet peeves?
I don't know, Wayne. How do we do this?
Well,
what does he suggest?
Well, he suggests don't sweat the mildly annoying pet peeves. Prioritize the highly annoying ones.
So pick your battle.
Pick your battle. Mm-hmm. Yep. Discuss no more than two pet peeves at a time. Preferably just do one. Try to be delicate in how you address the issue. Make sure to frame it as something minor. Example, this is not a huge deal, but I want to discuss it with you. Discuss only the specific behavior and not their personality or intention.
Mm-hmm.
Example, I wish you wouldn't leave empty cups in the bedroom as opposed to you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see where that would make a difference.
Right. And we've talked about this in some other episodes. You want to address the behavior, not the character of the person.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then he talks about using a complaint sandwich to present the problem. What the heck is a complaint sandwich?
Well, he refers to that in a second article. This is Dr. Winch again.
Actually, there's a link.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a link in the article that we're going to post. And so you can click on that, and it takes you to his article from January 28th, 2011, complain to your spouse without starting an argument. And he proposes using this complaint sandwich. And how you make a complaint sandwich is the first slice of bread in the complaint sandwich is a positive statement called the ear opener. Its goal is to lower the recipient's defensiveness and allow them to absorb the complaint to follow. The meat of the complaint sandwich is the actual complaint or request for redress. My vocabulary is pretty good, but I had to look up redress. I had an idea what it meant. So in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the word redress is defined as set right, make up for, remove the cause for. There's a few other definitions, but the item that you want to discuss that you want the behavior to change. This meat should be lean. That is, keep it to a single incident and single principle. And lastly, the second slice of bread in the complaint sandwich is a positive statement called the digestive. Its goal is to increase the recipient's motivation to respond positively to our complaint or request going forward by reassuring them that doing so will make things better between us. For example, look, my tone is positive. No grudges will be held here. And he offers that there are important complaint sandwich condiments. Make your tone as civil and as reasonable as possible. Anger or harsh tones will only distract your spouse from the content of your message. Voice only one complaint per discussion, so choose wisely. Make your complaint as specific as possible. Do not generalize it into a criticism. For example, you forgot to clean the cat's litter box will make the same point and be far easier for your partner to hear than how many times have I asked you to clean the cat's litter box? Why do I have to do everything around here?
Well, that's a big difference.
That is a big difference. And I know I've been guilty of saying things more in the second way of saying it than in the first way. And that was a skill I had to learn. Mm-hmm. This, if you're not used to doing this and you tend to be judgmental or critical, this will take some work, but I will tell you it's worth it, mm-hmm. because that was something I really had to work on. So what else in the rest of his how to discuss?
So he said, ask if they are willing to work on the issue. Don't demand they do. So number 7 is use I statements to explain why the issue annoys you. Example, when I find toenail clippings on the living room floor, I feel a little disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be prepared for them to bring up their own pet peeves about you and be open to addressing them, even if you don't think they're as big a deal as the one you brought up. And then number 9 is thank them for listening and for their willingness to make efforts if they agree to do so. And number 10, if and when they improve, thank them and let them know you appreciate their efforts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some great tips.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the pet peeve list was very entertaining and interesting as well.
Yes.
But those were real pet peeves from people that they submitted to this psychiatrist for his work. So, well, we suggest that you download the link and then you can read through the entire mm-hmm. article. You can click on to the second article about the complaint sandwich and try to use this tool in discussions with your spouse or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll try to think of a pet peeve that we could practice this with.
Ooh, me too.
We've worked through a lot of this stuff.
We have.
Mm.
But I will contemplate.
Okay.
I'll ponder. I'll ponder. I'll ponder.
Okay.
While we wander, I'll ponder.
Okay. So until next week, we pray that your marriage and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.